You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's only been about 76 days. We haven't yet completed a full 3 months yet. Every time we get data points from the manufacturing side in South Africa, it seems as though having electricity is a good thing. I'm joined on the line by Johan Els, Chief Economist at Old Mutual, to reflect on the latest manufacturing production numbers that were put out today at around lunchtime. Good evening, Johan. Lovely to speak to you again. Manufacturing production month on month increasing to 5.2% at some stage. I think the previous reading was at negative 2.5%. Clearly, having electricity is a good thing.
Hi, good evening. Yes, absolutely. It's easier to produce stuff with machinery and equipment when you've got the electricity. So that clearly helped. But there's an additional factor here in why March numbers overall, and many other economic indicators, but also first quarter GDP, were so weak. Last year in 2023, the Easter weekend was in April in its totality. This year, Easter weekend started at the end of March, the last few days of March. That made a difference in terms of the seasonal factors that you use to adjust the data. So lots of very weak data in March, lots of much better data in April. We saw that in motor vehicle sales as well. So the combination of that seasonal factor issue combined with better electricity, that's what created the weak March and much better and exceptionally strong rebound in April.
What can be made of the data from a year-on-year basis, Johan? When we look at just the overall manufacturing space, obviously manufacturing being a key sector and a key contributor towards overall GDP, at some point, I think the last two or the GDP reading before the latest one, manufacturing was really the only thing that kept us away from a technical recession at one point. How does this latest data suggest that we could potentially see GDP numbers faring for the rest of the year and potentially for when we do our full year analysis of GDP performance?
Yeah, absolutely. We need the continuation of electricity production without load shedding. That'll certainly help in terms of manufacturing production. But also, once we get past this negotiation stage of forming a new government, we're likely to see some return in confidence, and that will help consumers, that will help businesses, that will help overall economic growth and production. So just on the manufacturing side itself, if manufacturing production stays unchanged in May and June, then manufacturing production will be up 3.2% from the first quarter, or 14% almost on an annualized basis. So already you can see that improvement coming through as a result of a strong start to the second quarter. Looking forward to a better growth number overall for the economy in the second quarter, and that should continue for the rest of the year. We're still not totally out of the woods regarding the load shedding issue because of higher demand in winter. There could be some return in load shedding. But you know, with all the private sector electricity coming online, we're heading in the right direction, at least regarding electricity availability and economic growth.
Johan, is it sustainable at this stage? Is it? There's a lot of analysts and a lot of sentiment at the moment that seems to still think that load shedding is not yet a thing of the past. And if we do start to see it rear its ugly head again, that could affect investor confidence, but also more importantly, manufacturing output. Is this at the moment something where we are actually seeing light at the end of this very dark and very long tunnel that we've been in? Or is it still too soon to tell whether or not this is fully behind us?
Well, absolutely. It's not fully behind us, not 100%, but we've come a long way over the last 2-3 years in terms of the private sector generation of electricity that has increased quite significantly. If the private side, just the solar, rooftop solar, was here, and that's not part of the renewable programs in terms of solar farms in the Northern Cape, etc., just what you and me and other listeners, and then some of the private businesses in the country have put on their roofs. It's 5.5 gigawatts. It's 5.5 stages of load shedding just last year. So obviously, you've got the rooftop solar available. You're not going to buy electricity from Eskom. So that trend is continuing. So yeah, we're not fully 100% past load shedding because of high demand in winter. I expect some return of load shedding at lower stages. And then gradually, as we head later this year into next year, we're getting closer and closer to the end of load shedding. That will help. Better confidence later this year will help. And I think, well, we're out of the woods. We're still weak and small. But it's heading in the right direction.
Heading in the right direction, but still lots to happen and lots that needs to be done. We'll have to see how this unfolds, and hopefully we can get continued improvements in these numbers and we can get the economy started again. Thanks so much, Johan, for those insights. Johan Els, Chief Economist at Old Mutual, joining me to reflect on the latest manufacturing output numbers. And we do apologize for that broken line there. It seems we might have some technical bugs there, but we'll work through them and we'll see how we get them sorted.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.